You are listening to the Safety Sound Off audio series with your host, Rob Nisus.
Hi, welcome to the Safety Sound Off audio series. My name is Rob Nisus. I'm the regional manager for ICW's risk management team. And joining me today is Janice Romero, home office manager at our office in San Diego. Welcome, Janice.
Thank you, Rob.
Janice, today we're going to be talking about experience modification factor. I hear it called XMOD. I hear it called EMOD. What's the proper terminology?
You know, really, all of those are correct. It's your experience modification factor. It's the XMOD. I call it the MOD for short. They're all correct.
Okay, great. Well, we'll call it the MOD going forward. So question for you, does an employer really have control over their MOD? I talk to a lot of employers out in the field and they feel like they really can't impact it.
Well, I would say, and I get that sentiment, but really there are strategies to impact your MOD. I mean, sure, if the MOD has already been published, then you're left in a reactive position, but why not be proactive? Put in place the safety protocols that will prevent claims. Also, have you thought of connecting with your carrier to have a claims review before the claims information is submitted to the state? At the very least, you won't be surprised by what's on your XMOD worksheet. Do you know when claims information is sent to the Bureau? Time your communications with the carrier just right, and it can be a big advantage.
Well, an insured can always contact their carrier if they have questions about what's in the XMOD worksheet, right? Like after it's published?
Well, sure, they can have a discussion, but that XMOD worksheet can't be revised just because there was an error in judgment by the adjuster. There's rules around that. So you're really better off having that conversation before the data goes into the state. And you know what? If you have regular interactions with your adjuster, you may be able to dramatically decrease the reserves on a claim. I mean, for instance, discuss transitional work programs. If you can accommodate modified work, even on a part-time basis, at reduced wages, you keep your employee engaged in the work environment and reduce claims costs.
Speaking of claims costs, what's the biggest way a business owner can impact the cost of their insurance?
Well, for me, that's really simple. Safety. The best claim is the one that doesn't happen. Your safety program should not just be sitting on a shelf. For instance, are you doing effective accident investigations? Here's a classic one. Maybe one of your employees rolls their desk chair over to retrieve something high up on a shelf, and before you know it, you have an expensive shoulder injury. Typically, the employer will do an accident investigation. They look at their safety program. The safety program has a rule about retrieving objects high up on the shelf. You need to get a ladder. Clearly here, the employee didn't follow the safety protocols. I'm done with the investigation, right? But if it were me, I'd be asking the employee, well, were you aware that there was a rule about this? You know, okay, maybe they say, yes, I knew that. And so I'd ask them, so why didn't you follow the rule? And come to find out that, well, the ladder's broken, so I couldn't use the ladder. And the next question should be, well, did you report that? And if the employee responds, yeah, I told my supervisor like 6 months ago, now you have more work to do. You need to think about either repairing or replacing that ladder and then talk to that supervisor and find out why nothing was done. That's a more effective investigation. Also, take a look at who's in charge of your safety program. If you've delegated that responsibility, make sure that person has the knowledge and authority to make sure that rules make sense and that they're enforced. I mean, for instance, if HR is in charge and they've delegated safety to the part-time data entry person, don't be surprised if your safety program isn't a success. And along the same lines, don't think that you can hand off your safety to your insurance carrier or consultant. They're not at your facility or at all of your job sites every day. You want to make sure that your employees have the training and that they're empowered to put safety first. Set the tone at the top and make safety a priority, not an inconvenience.
Great, Janice. And as a safety manager, I completely mirror the sentiment what you're saying. So I think what we're both saying is prevention is the key.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you, Janice. I appreciate you joining us today. And don't forget, as an insured of ICW, we have hundreds of resources available to you as an insured. please don't hesitate to let us know if we can help, or make sure that you get signed up on the ICW Group website at My Resources and utilize our new safety program, Safety on Demand. You'll find hundreds of things available, including this podcast. Thank you for joining us. This is Rob Nisus for the Safety Sound Off audio series.
You are listening to the Safety Sound Off audio series. Please join us next time as we enhance our lives, protect our health, and help each other to create a culture of safety.